those, to devastating effect. The shadow of the wind wail grew more and more deep. It was coming down. Already I could smell it. It dropped tentacles into the fray, grabbed Limper without any care to avoid getting anyone or anything else. Toad Killer Dog was in that mess. A couple other monsters and a couple of human beings too squished to scream. A wind whale has the strength to snap 500-year-old royal oaks. The Limper did not. The wind whale tore the whole mess into bitty pieces and dumped it into the giant pot. Something to be said for brute strength sometimes. The pot lid slammed down. Clasps clanked. The pyre roared to life. I wondered how the Limper would get out of this one. He'd survived the worst so many times before. I looked at Exile. What about the silver spike? He was not happy. You couldn't take the Limper. You can't take us. He checked the wind whales, the talking stones, the walking trees, the centaurs and mantas, said,
You have a point. On the other hand, why surrender a tool you can use to knock the Empire down? I have good soldiers here. The chances of battle look no worse than those of not fighting.
I couldn't answer that. I took it to Darling. Everyone in sight was watching, waiting for a clue to their next move. Tension was not down a bit because the Limper was out of the game. I signed. Darlin had me hold the standard so she would have both hands free to answer. I felt funny doing that, like I was making a commitment to a cause I still did not truly support. She signed at me for a long time. I told Exile, The spike will not be used at all, by anyone, whatever the cost. A place has been prepared by the Tree God, in the abyss between universes, where only a power greater and more evil can retrieve it. Which meant, I guess, that anybody bad enough to get the damned thing back would be bad enough not to need it in the first place. Exile looked around, shrugged, said, That's good enough for me. We planned to isolate it too, but our method would have been less certain. A flash and crash trampled his last word. Bowmans had stirred himself. Up the way, Gossamer took a couple drunken steps and walked right off the rampart. The old wizard said,
She disagreed with the decision.
Exile stared at Spider Silk, frozen in mid-motion. She relaxed slowly, lowered her gaze. After a minute, went to check on her sister. I checked Bowman's. The old boy looked real pleased with himself. Speaking of old men, where the hell was that guy who'd been following Exile around? Gone? And I never noticed him go. That old bastard was half spook.